WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. How to build calm confidence. You know that feeling when you're constantly giving, 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 until your cup is completely empty? We've all been there. That's why today we're diving into the super important topic of setting healthy boundaries. It might sound a little intimidating at first, but trust me, it's like building a fortress around your well-being, and it's absolutely crucial for feeling calm, confident, and in control. Now, before you start picturing yourself barricading yourself behind walls, let me clarify: setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about protecting your time, energy, and emotional space so you can show up as your best self for the people and things that truly matter. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home uninvited, right? Boundaries are similar. They define what's acceptable and what's not in your life, creating a space where you feel safe and respected. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you rock those boundaries. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the absolute things you won't compromise on? Maybe it's spending quality time with loved ones, prioritizing your mental health, or sticking to your values. Figure out what truly matters and make those your non-negotiables. When someone asks something that clashes with your non-negotiables, that's a clear signal to draw the line. 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. This is where it gets real. Saying no can be tough, but it's essential for setting healthy boundaries. Practice being clear and direct about your needs and limits. You don't need to apologize or overexplain yourself. A simple "I appreciate you asking, but I'm unable to do that right now" is often enough. 3. Be consistent. This is the key to making boundaries stick. If you give in every time someone pushes back, your boundaries become weak and ineffective. Remember, consistency builds respect. So stand firm even when it feels uncomfortable at first. 4. It's okay to walk away. Sometimes, the healthiest boundary is walking away from a situation or relationship that consistently drains your energy or violates your values. This doesn't mean you're a bad person, it means you're prioritizing your well-being. It takes courage to walk away, but it's often the most empowering choice in the long run. 5. Practice self-care. Setting boundaries is about taking care of yourself, both physically and emotionally. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, moving your body, and engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. When you're taking care of yourself, you have the energy and resilience to stand firm on your boundaries. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you've got this big presentation coming up at work. You're already feeling the pressure, but then your coworker starts piling on extra tasks, expecting you to drop everything and help them out. Ever felt that way? You know that feeling, overwhelmed, stressed, and like your plate is overflowing. In this situation, setting a boundary would look like politely but firmly saying something like, "I'm really focused on getting this presentation ready by the deadline. I wouldn't be able to do my best work if I take on any extra tasks right now." See? It's about being direct, respectful, and clear about your priorities. You don't need to feel guilty. You're simply protecting your time and energy so you can deliver your best work. So remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about honoring your needs and creating a life that feels balanced, fulfilling, and truly yours. Start small, be consistent, and don't be afraid to say no when you need to. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of the boundaries you're working on setting in your own life? Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep building that calm confidence, and remember, you're capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.